April, the fourth month of the year in our Gregorian calendar, heralds spring in earnest, and of course April showers, and perhaps other unsettled weather. For our poets, including Wilfred Owen, Van Dyck, Shelley and Longfellow, the month provides a rich source for them to muse upon. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
An April Fool by Alfred Austin. I sallied afield when the bud first swells, and the sun first slanteth hotly, and I came on a yokel in cap and bells, and a suit of saffron motley. He was squat on a bank where a self-taught stream, fingering flint and pebble, was playing in tune to the yaffle's scream and the shake of the throstle's treble. "Now who may you be?" I asked, "and where do you look for your meals and pillow?" "My roof," he said, "is the spacious air, and my curtain the waving willow. My meal is a shive of the miller's loaf, and hunger the grace that blesses. 'Tis banquet enough for a village oaf with a handful of fresh green cresses. A plague on your feasts where the dish goes round, though I know where the truffles burrow, and the plover's eggs may in fours be found in the folds of the pleated furrow. And my name? Oh, I am an April fool, so yclept in the hamlet yonder. For when old and young are at work or school, I sit on a stile and ponder. I gather the yellow weasel snout as I wander the woods at random, or I stoop stone still and tickle the trout, and at times for a lark I land 'em. But I flick them back ere they gape and pant after gazing at gill and speckle, for why should I keep what I do not want, who can fish without hook or heckle? Yes, I am an April fool confessed, and my pate grows not wise for scratching, but I know where the kingfisher drills his nest and the long-tailed tits are hatching. Then he leapt to his feet, and he shook his bells, and they jangled all together, as blithe as the chime that sinks and swells for the joy of a nuptial tether. And as they chimed, in the covert near where ripens the juicy whortle, the rustling whisper reached my ear of a loitering maiden's kirtle. Whereat he laughed, "I'm an April fool, but am jocund withal and jolly, so long as I have this realm to rule, and a lass to love my folly. Go and woo where the deftly fair parade the smiles of a fine court lady, but I will cuddle my rustic maid in the pheasant drives hushed and shady. Her cheek is as creamy as milk in June, and the winds nor chap nor warp it. We dance with the blackbird to give the tune, and with primroses for carpet. Her quick flashing fingers knit the hose for her little feet neat and nimble. Her kiss is as sweet as a half-shut rose, and her laugh like a silver cymbal. She never asks how my fortunes fare, nor wonders how full my purse is. She sits on my knee and she strokes my hair, and I tell her my wildwood verses. She has not a gem she can call her own, but I rest on a sheepfold hurdle, and out of the daffodils newly born entwine her a golden girdle. And soon I shall have for my nut-sweet girl, when the may-tree is adorning, its weather-tanned skin with rose of pearl, a new necklace night and morning. When shortly we catch the cuckoo's call, we shall clap our hands to hear him. For let whom they may his jibes appall, this April fool don't fear him. Then a wind-cloud, hued like a ring-dove's neck, made the rain run helter-skelter. The keen drops pattered on bank and beck, and I crouched in the ditch for shelter. But he whistled his love, and he waved his cap, and the bells all rang together. "Just fancy," he cried, "to care one rap for the whims of wind or weather. Through all the seasons I keep my youth, which is more than your town folk do, sir. Now which is the April fool in sooth? Do you think it is I or you, sir?" Then the rain ceased slashing on branch and pool, and swift came the sunshine after, and the thrush and the yaffle screamed, "April fool!" and the covert rang with laughter. On a Nightingale in April by William Sharp. The yellow moon is a dancing phantom down secret ways of the flowing shade, and the waveless stream has a murmuring whisper where the alders wave. Not a breath, not a sigh save the slow stream's whisper. Only the moon is a dancing blade that leads a host of the crescent warriors to a phantom raid. Out of the lands of faery a summons, a long strange cry that thrills through the glade. the grey-green glooms of the elm are stirring, newly afraid. Last heard white music under the olives, where once Theocritus sang and played, thy Thracian song is the old new wonder, O moon-white maid.
April by Sarah Teasdale. The roofs are shining from the rain, the sparrows titter as they fly, and with a windy April grace, the little clouds go by. Yet the backyards are bare and brown, with only one unchanging tree. I could not be so sure of spring, save that it sings in me.
The Idler's Calendar, 12 Sonnets for the Month. April by Wilfred Scawen Blunt. Trout Fishing. This morning, through my window, half awake, I felt the south wind blow, and presently, with a tumultuous thrill and then a shake, the nightingale broke forth in melody. I rose in haste and looked at the grey sky and read an omen. From its corner next a book I drew, blessed book, where fly on fly are all the letters of its well-thumbed text. I chose my cast, a March brown and a dun, and ran down to the river chasing hope. At the first throw a mighty trout was on, a very Samson fit to burst a rope, yet tamed by one sad hank of yielding hair and fate, the fisherman of king and pope. Upon the grass he lies and gasps the air, 4 silver pounds, sublimely fat and fair.